A young man left a message for us the other day.
Hi, I have some exciting news to report. My name's Milo, founder and spokesperson for an environmental organization, and I live in Longmont. Governor Hickenlooper just formally recognized my organization with a proclamation. The name of my organization is Be Straw Free.
Did you catch that? Be Straw Free. 12-year-old Milo Kress is disturbed by how many drinking straws people use and toss out. And as you heard there, his campaign has caught the attention of the governor, also the restaurant industry, and now folks in other countries. Kress is about to leave on an international speaking tour that includes Portugal, France, and Germany. Milo, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And let's talk about how you came up with this idea in the first place.
Well, I noticed that if I didn't ask for my drink without a straw, it seemed like it would come with one automatically in it. And it seemed like a huge waste because I don't usually need a straw. And I thought, this is something I can do something about. And so I did.
You don't use the straw. And so what, you would take it out of the drink, put it on the side, and just think this is wasteful?
Well, yeah. And I think that's what a lot of people do. Because most of the time you don't really need a straw, but I'm not advocating that you shouldn't ever have a straw. I know, I've had a milkshake before. I need a straw.
But the idea is, a straw won't automatically come with a drink. You'll have a choice.
Yeah, exactly. The restaurants will offer a straw instead of serving one with every drink automatically. Just by offering, not by mandating or legislating anything, we can cut our straw usage in half. If it's possible, order your drinks without a straw. If it's not possible, I've had people tell me that they're using reusable straws because the person told me they're disabled and they don't want to be a burden on the environment, so they're using reusable straws instead of the disposable ones.
So what's been the reaction from restaurants to this idea?
Well, restaurants really love it because it saves them money. Because we use approximately 500 million straws every day. And
is that in this country or?
In the U.S. alone.
In the U.S. alone.
Which is enough straws to fill more than 46,000 big yellow school buses per year.
Wow.
And I thought, that's a lot of straws. So I started to do something about that.
Well, you're running a full-fledged campaign here. So you didn't, you know, just get in touch with a restaurant. You contacted the Colorado and the National Restaurant Associations. Is that right?
Yes, and both of them have recognized it as a best practice.
Okay. And do you have a sense of how many restaurants, for instance, in the state are using this approach?
Well, there are too many to count. At first, we actually had it listed on the website, but I had an interview with CNN, and it just started getting too big to figure it out. So,
but the idea is these associations have adopted it as a best practice.
Right, yeah.
And is that true of the National Restaurant Association, too?
The National Restaurant Association formally and publicly recognized it as a best practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you know how to do this and where to turn and where to start? It could have, you know, this could be very overwhelming at the beginning.
It was. And I didn't really know where to start. So at first I started with a local restaurant called Lunig's Bistro in Vermont. And soon
you lived there before coming to Colorado.
Yes. And soon I got in the paper and several restaurants in my town were participating, and I thought it would be worthwhile maybe to make this bigger. And so I got on local, regional, national, and eventually international news.
And when you relocated to Colorado, you got the attention of the mayor of Denver, Michael Hancock, and the governor, John Hickenlooper.
Oh, yes. Both were very exciting. Mayor Hancock declared Offer First a best practice throughout Denver.
Okay, for restaurants in the city.
Right, for restaurants and also for people to order their drinks without straws when they're at restaurants instead of getting one automatically in it.
Yeah, and then the governor, how does he play into this?
Well, the governor declared a straw-free day in Colorado, and it's really important to me to connect with decision makers because here's the thing. This planet's not a place that kids will inherit at some point, far off in the distant future. we live here right now, and we're part of this planet already. So it's really important to me to share that with people. For example, I met the EPA administrator yesterday, and I'd really love to meet the president and tell him about my environmental issue.
You heard it here. I'm not sure if he listens. I can't tell you. What is Straw-Free Day, by the way? What is the day?
Well, it's July 11th.
July 11th. Okay, so it's not far past. But that it'll come up again next year, obviously.
Yeah, and maybe I'll even get presents.
Like Christmas, is that what you're saying?
Or like my birthday.
Or yeah. You're like your birthday. Okay. Did you get some assistance from your family in this endeavor?
Yeah, definitely. My mom has been great. She's kind of like a guide.
Yeah. What has she helped you with?
Well, originally when I was starting the project, she said, "All right, where should we start?" And so I said, "How about with a local restaurant?" And so she's kind of been guiding me like that throughout the campaign. But more and more, I've been able to do a lot of this myself.
You've been invited to speak at some conferences, I understand.
Yes, several. I spoke at a conference with some of the leaders of the restaurant industry.
How'd that go?
Oh, excellently.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, at first I was, but once I got into it, it was pretty fun. I love networking.
Love networking. What do you want to do when you grow up? Do you have a sense of that?
That's a good question.
I bet lots of people ask
that. Well, I think I want to be a scientist of some sort. I want to invent things that are good for the environment, like maybe biodegradable plastics that will biodegrade more easily than the conventional polylactic acid.
You said it. I'm not going to repeat it. Thank you so much, Milo, for being with us.
Well, thank you. It was great to meet you.
And you're reaching your hand across the soundboard to shake it. That's such a gentleman you are. Thank you.
Thank you.
12-year-old Milo Kress of Longmont runs the campaign Be Straw Free. There's a photo of him with Denver Mayor Michael Hancock at cpr.org.